This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March 1st here at Gillette Stadium. Welcome to another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. Paul Perillo sitting across the table from me. Andy Hart, we are fresh off the scouting combine in Indianapolis last weekend, where we got all kinds of news, notes, and information. And I urge people to look out for the upcoming issue of Patriots Football Weekly, where you can purchase that on newsstands middle of next week, and you'll get everything that came out. We like to call it combing the combine. We'll have that all in there. We'll also have some stories on the franchise tag, free agency, Tom Brady's restructure, and the various other news, notes, and topics we're going to break down right here. So, Paul, we'll start first and foremost. The roster from now to 2017 could include one Thomas Brady. Redid his contract, signed a three-year extension, opened up approximately $15 million in cap room for the Patriots over the next two seasons. Some low-end salaries on the back end, earned himself more guaranteed money and an extra $3 million in his checking account for doing the deed. How do you break down that contract and how it may have a major effect on the offseason we're about to talk about?
Well, it's something that obviously needed to be done. The cap numbers were just too high. Same kind of situation happened last year without the extension part of it. So that's where a big difference is. But, yeah, I think that Tom has been very open to take in the bonuses up front, which allows, it's good for him because he gets his money up front in a chunk, and it's good for the team because it allows them to spread it out a little bit more evenly over for the cap hit. And in this case, the three extra years at below market value allow the Patriots a little bit of flexibility, I think, down the road if and when the time comes to make a decision on Tom Brady. And at the same time, for Tom, he got a little bit extra. He got a $3 million bonus on top of getting his guaranteed salaries for 13 and 14 up front. So a win-win for all concerned, and it does open up, as you said, Andy, at the top, some cap space to do some other things, maybe even re-sign Wes Welker.
Before we get to Wes Welker and the things on the horizon, which would be franchise tags, free agency, the new league year, the salary cap, all those things, I did want to touch quickly on another story from the week or over the last week and a half plus involving a player who's on the roster, but according to Tommy Curran, not on the depth chart. And that's wide receiver Brandon Lloyd, who has a $3 million roster bonus due in March, depending on who you believe. It's either the fifth day of the new league year, which would be the 16th, I believe, or the 17th. And some people believe it's the 31st. But he has a roster bonus due shortly into the free agency period. Coming off a year in 70-plus catches, 900-plus yards. Signed a three-year, $12 million deal last spring. But Tom Curran's source at the Combine says he's not even on the Patriots' depth chart for 2013. Curran quoted a teammate as saying Brandon Lloyd is weird. Other reports out of Greg Bedard said that it grew tiresome, some of his antics. And I just ask you, do you believe Brandon Lloyd will be on the Patriots, A, in the month of April, and B, say, in the month of September?
I don't. I think there's a little bit too much here, a little too much smoke here
for it's gotta
all,
be a fire.
For all to be, just bad rumors and bad sourcing by various people. I think Lloyd had to, in the most fair way I can put it, an average season in 2012. I don't think that he was by any means the outside solution that many people thought he was going to be. Forget downfield deep threat, because I don't think everybody thought that he was going to be that, but I think people thought he would be a very reliable option outside the numbers as an outside receiver, as our buddy Greg Bedard likes to say, the X in the Patriots offense. He was okay in that role, and you mentioned it. I think it was 74 catches for 911 yards and four touchdowns. Not numbers that I'm going to sneeze at, but at the same time, I don't recall a tremendous amount of big plays out of those 74 catches. Matter of fact, I can go back 2 years ago to Deion Branch's 50-some-odd catches for about, 700 or so yards, and I seem to recall more big plays in those than I did with Lloyd. So I don't think he's going to be around. I think that when you see stories like this pointing toward anonymous sources saying erratic behavior and other anonymous sources saying he's not on the team's depth chart right now, that sounds like two different places that information came from. I think where there's smoke, there's fire, and he won't be here.
I agree with you. Obviously,
but he needs to be replaced.
The one issue is they don't have any receivers under contract other than Matthew Slater. You have, obviously, Wes Welker is a free agent. Julian Edelman is a free agent. They'll be, obviously, Branch and Stallworth are free agents. They'll be looking to add wide receivers to the depth chart, either in free agency or the draft, certainly. Either way, whether Lloyd is here or not. As we do turn the page to the coming weeks and the more exciting Roster Report podcasts, we'll go over some of the specifics, because finally we have a salary cap. It's been projected as this, projected as that. Salary cap will be $123 million for 2013, slightly more than some of the estimates that had been bandied about in the 121-ish range. The Patriots actually will have a little bit more than that to work with, because by all reports, they rolled over $5.6 million left over from last year's cap. So they'll be in the range of $129 million-ish. And that will give them approximately $25 million plus or minus to work with heading into free agency and the
should have some flexibility
process. I do want to remind people, though, it's very similar to what they had last year to work with, and it didn't exactly lead to a frenzy of free agent signings. Guys like Gregory and Finene were some of the bigger free agent additions last year. So for those of you that think, you know, Ed Reed, Charles Woodson, and Mike Wallace are all going to be in the mix, you might want to pump your brakes a little, because the Patriots will obviously have to deal with their own free agents, and we've talked about the big three, Wes Welker, Aqib Talib, and Sebastian Vollmer. With the cap being set, we now actually have franchise numbers as well for those guys. Wide receiver will officially be $10.537 million for the franchise tag. The transition tag, there's been talk that teams might want to use those, would be $8.867 for receiver. Offensive line, and it is all the entirety of the offensive line, if you wanted to use it on Vollmer, would be $9.828 million for the franchise, $8.709 million for the transition, and at cornerback for Talib, $10.854 million were you to franchise him, $9.095 million to transition tag him. And, Paul, we're hearing a lot of rumblings. You know, I know Mike Reese has been on this bandwagon for a while. Tommy Curran has now joined it, that the Patriots are not expected to use their franchise tag and definitively not going to use it on Wes Welker, if you believe the Boston Herald. What do you make of that decision on either Welker or all of them, and is it the right decision? Are those numbers simply too high?
You know, I don't know if they're getting any information from any sources. We're not, and I don't know what their plans are, but I would not be surprised to see those stories be accurate. I'm not sure that any of those three individuals is worth those numbers. And we should also point out, in Welker's specific case, if they were to franchise him, it would be a little higher than that number.
Because of the 120.
Because he was franchised last year, so he's guaranteed 120% of what he got last year.
Correct.
Because it's whichever is higher. That puts him over $11 million. I think it's like 11.5 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know
11.4,
exactly.
Something in that area. So I agree with Tom Curran and Mike Reese and those that are saying that they don't expect him to use the tags. I just don't think it is the kind of quote-unquote value that the Patriots like. I think it's a little bit too high.
I agree it's high. I think I would probably use the tag on Talib.
Talib would be the only,
I have
the only one under
consideration.
You're
just going to take a major step back and then, you know, be without a corner again. And that's the way to do it on a short-term basis, even though it is probably more than you would want to pay. I don't really understand a lot of the thinking behind the transition tags. You get no compensation, and to me, if a guy like Talib hits the open market and gets a deal, you're probably not going to be in the idea of matching it. He's probably going to get a $40 million deal with $20 million up front. Now you're talking about the lot of money you didn't want to use as a tag. So,
and I'd add in, for, you know, to back you up, the two numbers again for cornerback, it's
10.854 and 9.095.
Okay, so for the difference between a million and change, you're going to allow him to hit the open market, because as a transition player, as you just mentioned, it's basically he's out there for anybody to sign, and if they sign him, you have to match it.
And many, I mean,
franchise guys aren't going to get signed. You're not going to have to match.
Or the one of the top handful of corners that's going to be on the market, and we see corners every year get a lot of money. I know people are saying, you know, the cap didn't go up as much, and there might not be as much money out there. There's still plenty of, you know, the Patriots have $25 million, and they're like 10th. Or 8th in the league in cap money. That means there's 7 teams with a lot of money to spend ahead of them. So money will get spent, and generally corners are a position where people
just
spend
not a
money.
Big enough difference in the money. If you were telling me the transition is about $4 or $5 million and the franchise is $10 or $11 million, okay, I'll roll the dice and see if I can save $5 or $6 million. But for the difference between a million and change, doesn't really make a lot of sense.
The dates that are key to everyone moving forward: Monday, March the 4th, is the deadline for teams to use their franchise tag. And as we've said, a lot of people are expecting the Patriots will not use that tag by 4 p.m. A
couple of teams have used it on Friday,
however. Michael Johnson with the Bengals. Pat McAfee, the punter for the Colts, got it. And
I didn't know about
somebody else got it.
Jairus Byrd from
Buffalo. Yeah, Jairus Byrd, the safety from Buffalo. So they are starting to trickle in. They will have to have those across the league if they want to use it. They'll have to be done by Monday at 4. Then March the 9th is the period at which teams can start negotiating with free agents.
Tampering,
talking about
if you will.
Deals. Oh, well, I don't think it's called tampering if it's legal.
The legal tampering period.
Yes, the illegal tampering period already started at the Combine. The March the 9th, teams can start talking. And then March 12th, teams, 4 o'clock, can start signing free agents that afternoon. Be interesting to see. You know, a few years ago, it was midnight. And remember, you know, Rex Ryan was in Bart Scott's driveway and all that. Be interesting to see what kind of activity we get early in free agency on March the 12th, right after 4 p.m. That should be an interesting evening. I'm sure NFL Network will have a live special to deal with any signings immediately because, you know, they have to fill air, so they might as well cover it. We will also be
It'd
back.
Be worse than that NFL. No, never mind.
What do you got?
That NFL AM show.
That's a bad show. It's okay. NFL's not an AM sport. You shouldn't be around that early.
No.
It's Good Morning America.
You should go and hit it hard the night before and then come back the next night and do it again.
Sleep it off. Exactly. So that's what we're at. $123 million salary cap. Patriots have a little bit more due to a rollover. $25 million to spend. Brady's under contract through 2017 when he'll be 40 years old. A palatable deal that helps the team with its salary cap. March 4th, Monday, the deadline for the tag. Starting to look like nobody. Welker, Tlaib, Vollmer will not get it. March the 9th, you'll start hearing about negotiating. March the 12th, free agents will start signing, and hopefully, we know fans want to sign people, hopefully the Patriots are included in their early
Don't forget about Loser Palooza, which is right along the March 9th, coming up in Richmond.
Loser Palooza. Yeah, great. Really excited. For Paul Perillo, the head loser at Loser Palooza.
I thought he was talking about the Reds opener, March 9th.
That's coming, too. Big lot going on in March if you're a loser.
Who says it's the offseason?
Tampering, Loser Palooza in CAA basketball, and soccer is back in the MLS. We'll be here to talk about nothing of the such. We'll be back next Friday as we get closer to actual off-season transactions, trade talk, free agent talk, tag talk with Paul. I'm Andy. Another Sullivan, Patriots.com, Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast.
He's not the smoothest guy in the business for nothing.
I'm always better than Fred. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.